views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And just remember, you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, etc. And you can also connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as my relatively new Instagram account where you can just kind of follow more of my weird and wonderful life adventures. That's Instagram/ The Lucid Planet. And you can also visit the website, thelucidplanet.com, to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else for the show and how to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across over 11 million homes in the U.S. Now, today's topic is something that's very near and dear to my heart. Many of our listeners or people who've attended my workshops have heard me speak about sexual consciousness and the idea that our sexuality is sacred, not in a kind of religious or dogmatic way, but as something more. And I spent many years as a psychologist and a professor of human sexuality, and my ideas kind of began to crystallize that I needed to find a new framework for understanding sexuality and understanding the deeper meaning behind sexuality and really kind of conceptualizing the union of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And so today we're going to talk about the idea of sacred sexuality, sacred relationships, and the return to the mysteries of the temple with author Anaya Sophia, who is also going to share with us her women's work, Sacred Body Awakening, which incorporates the whole feminine expression of this age, sexuality, sacred rage, caretaking the planet, intimate, vulnerable, intense, and unyielding. Woo, fire. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. If you haven't heard of Anaya Sophia, this is someone who I followed for a very long time. She is a mystic, an author, an initiator of sacred marriage and the mystical teachings of the feminine Christ. She really is a wellspring of wisdom and experience, and she's known for her role in birthing new paradigm relationships, divine sexuality, and the awakening of the sacred body. Now, her work is really channeling through the feminine aspect of Christ consciousness, and this includes the tantric, virgin, mystical expressions that are represented by Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and the Black Madonna. And her skills really are very transdisciplinary fusion of physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, and spiritual bodies, which is kind of fuels this alchemical rebirth. This is really fascinating work, and you could read more. She has many, many books, and I think I've read almost all of them except for the new one that we're going to talk about. And these include Open Your Heart with Kundalini Yoga, Pilgrimage of Love, Womb Wisdom, Sacred Sexual Union, The Rose Knight, and Sacred Relationships, which is out in 2017. And Anaya lives in the Occitan region of southern France, which is a mystical land shrouded with myth and legends of Mary Magdalene and the Cathars, troubadours, and the Knights Templars. And you're going to find out during the show how to go to France and stay with her at her B&B and really immerse yourself in this culture. So, wow, I am so excited. Let's please welcome Anaya Sophia to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on.
It's wonderful.
I'm already excited.
I know, me too. And, you know, our listeners, you should know, we've been trying for a while to make this work. But Anaya's been, you know, she's a very busy travel schedule. I hear you were just in the U.S. as well.
Absolutely. I only got back to the U.K. about a week ago.
Well, welcome back.
And, we went through Canada and the States.
And what was it like? Did you make any observations? When it's a very interesting time right now, this kind of clash of divine feminine and like patriarchy. Did you notice anything when you were traveling?
Oh, absolutely. We actually flew into Portland the day that the election results came through. So we were actually there in that intensity, and we were staying in Portland, and we found out that night Portland started to riot. And it was like that for a few nights. We didn't get to see anything, but we were in the field, really feeling the beginnings of this course of action. And I remember something inside of me absolutely clicked into place.
Sure. Yeah,
and again, the words something like, and now it begins. But not now it begins as in devastation, but now it begins and everybody is going to show up now and really and fully play their role.
People are definitely waking up, and sometimes the intensity of what we're seeing, it's not a symptom of things getting worse. I believe it's a symptom of things getting better.
Yes.
That we're having to face it, the pain that we've been through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, the next big subject for us was Standing Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Before we went to the States, us Europeans, we would stay up to date via Facebook and all the other social media sites. But being in the States, we now started to actually meet physical people who had been there or were about to go. And so the reports were now firsthand and direct. And there was a moment when we were in Taos, New Mexico, and one of the native ladies was on the telephone to her kids out in Standing Rock. And hearing how there'd been pepper gas sprays and tear gas sprays. And so I'm listening to this conversation, and it all just gets completely brought home.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for that deep humility of realizing this is happening right here and right now to these people where I'm standing.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Let's take it back a little bit. I'm just curious, because we're going to pull all of this full circle. But one thing I've always wondered, Anaya, reading your work, how did you find your purpose and voice kind of to communicate these Gnostic teachings of the feminine Christ? Have you always channeled this? Is this something that you had an awakening that you decided this is what you wanted to learn about? Or how did this incarnation of your being come into existence?
Yeah, it was always there on the inside. But I was an only child and extremely shy. So I didn't share any of this with anybody. But my inner world was like a Hollywood screen, a performance screen of interior movies. And so it stayed like that, probably up until my late 20s. 30s. And then a few of the old dark nights of the soul started to rumble in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you grow up, you know, you get sober, you are invited to become very mature and very humble. And then I realized that this great big secret that I was keeping in on the inside simply had to be shared. It had, it was like a vocal medicine. It needed to come out.
When it first started, were you a little bit apprehensive about it?
Absolutely. Yes. But the apprehension was minimal as opposed to the ferocious force of, I must do this.
Mm-hmm.
It had to come out. My life was so different to that of my peers. I never had children. I got married, but it only lasted for about a year. So I obviously had not opted for that normal life stream.
Man, I can relate.
And so, to be honest, there wasn't much to lose. Maybe I would get judged, humiliated, But no one else would get the knock-on effects. Mm-hmm. So I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And so I came out. I came out of the closet.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a really powerful message for our listeners out there. I get questions all the time, you know, how can I step into my truth? How can I live a life I feel passionate about? How can I find who I truly am? And really a big part of all of this is being fearless, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I remember a little gem from Andrew Harvey. He said, how to know whether you're standing up for your sacred purpose or not. And that is when you stand up for that which breaks your heart the most.
Ooh, I like that.
Exactly. It's not necessarily, you know, that which makes your heart expand with joy and happiness, but that which breaks your heart the most. Mm. And one of my deepest heartbreaks was, why don't men and women get along? What is all this divorce business? What is this misery? You know, when you get together with someone and then 6 months later, the downward spiral takes grip. And that really broke my heart as a child.
Mm. And it's such a common thing now, too, that clearly the paradigm that we have of relationships is failing. And we're all searching for new ways of conceptualizing it. And I think that the voice and the perspective that you've put forward is very strong and very powerful in the idea of sacred sexuality, sacred union, sacred relationships. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, Anaya Sophia is going to share with us her work and kind of her process of arriving at this point of sacred relationships. So stick with us and we will be right back after this short break.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is the wonderful Anaya Sophia, who is here to talk with us about sacred relationships and the divine feminine, divine masculine unity. Before we continue, though, I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you, Anaya, to find out more about your books, your workshops, your programs, your B&B in France, etc.
Well, that's kind of easy because my website is my whole name, AnayaSophia.com, and I am most proud and warm-hearted to announce that it's not just me anymore. There's a whole team behind all of this, and my beloved Pete, my partner, Pete, is also creating now the much-needed and hungered-for man's aspect to this work. And if I could, Kelly, I would just like to share that my vision is threefold. Step one is woman healing woman. And in brackets, man healing man. So step one, we attend to our own gender first. Step two, man and woman come together. So couple healing couple. That doesn't necessarily mean you're in a relationship together, but the two genders are present for the facilitation of the other one's healing or holding or correction, whatever you want to call it. And then step three, human coming into harmony with the natural world.
We need that more than ever.
Yes.
I love this structure. And is this something that you're presenting in your new book, Sacred Relationships?
Well, Sacred Relationships is not necessarily a book that you would read cover to cover. It's one of those books. It's like an oracle. It's one of those books that you grab in times of crisis. And you don't have to be straight to get a copy of this book. It's for all beloved relationships out there.
Bisexual, I think that's important.
A straight. My God, that really doesn't matter. So you'd grab the book in a moment of crisis, make a swift prayer, and then you would randomly open the book to see what is going on. The whole book is broken into sacred feminine, sacred masculine, and sacred marriage. And so the prayer is this, that you would land on the page and it would clearly identify in which one of those three areas that the crisis is arising from, the internal masculine or the internal feminine or the union between the two. And so you'd have like a little oracle, a sacred prayer, and then a holy action.
That's beautiful. And I think it's important to, maybe I could help you clarify, when we talk about the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine or the divine feminine and masculine, we're not talking about gender. These are elements that each person has within them, both sides, right?
Absolutely, yes. And of course, and, same with you know, the gay relationships. Just because there's two ladies or two men in the relationship, that does not mean they don't have the polarity inside of them.
I completely agree. And this even goes back to Taoism and ancient forms of Tantra and Hinduism, the idea of kind of finding enlightenment by balancing the masculine and feminine elements of self.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that's kind of what I love about a lot of your work, Anaya. These are not new ideas. Much of what you're revisiting is very ancient wisdom.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
And I think that's especially true when you're talking about the temple mysteries and return to the temple or restoration of the temple. What does this mean?
For me, the return of the temple is a place and a space where this kind of feminine embodiment is present. I truly and sincerely feel that the next level of our human medicine or spiritual evolution or embodiment process is going to come through now the hands of the divine feminine. And when I say hands, I mean real, live, fleshy things. We cannot learn anymore. We cannot transmit anymore. And we certainly can't pray for anymore. This level of medicine now is going to come in via touch and holding, caressing, movement and breath. It's coming in via the body. And in my heart and soul is this sacred activism, this purpose that will create these temple spaces at the highest levels of consciousness that I am graced to be instructed by. Real places where we can be received by others and taken into a deep bodily medicine, an immersion, a direct one-to-one with the divine.
And is this something that you've been facilitating in your workshops?
Yes. For the last couple of years, I've been working with women only, creating these little temporary temples every time we open up and gather in this way. So working with women and working with our bodily issues, our sexual issues, guilt and shame and a possible separation between this and our spiritual nature. But from next year, 2017 onwards, we are completely welcoming in the men.
Woo!
Yay!
Because men need this healing just as much as women, if not more, as far as connecting to touch and the body and the intention behind the touch.
Absolutely.
And so this is when I mentioned in the intro, the sacred body awakening. This is kind of part of that.
Yeah, sacred body awakening has been the women's work. Learning to be naked together, learning to be innocent together, healing the sisterhood, healing that part of us that could at times compare and contrast, the insecurity, the unworthiness, the jealousy issues, stealing one another's partners, really addressing all of that, putting it openly on the table. Because what wants to come through now to us humans is the divine feminine. Now, if the human feminine is distrusting, wrathful, manipulative, and secret, which are the distortions of the feminine, then this sacred part isn't really going to take root inside of our culture. So we have to go back to grassroots and absolutely address these human distortions first. And then when us ladies are good and ready to go, then we can bring in the men, which has its own little reservoir of healing that needs to be done. And again, we bring it all out on the table. Everybody welcomed, everybody included, everybody has a voice, and we start to heal that separation as well. And then men and women can make babies in this new template, this new holy order. And the child is going to come through a vessel and a relationship that is completely different.
Is this something that people can do on their own, like in the context of, say, a relationship that they're in?
Yes. If that relationship is deeply connected, if there is a real intimacy between the two, one of them is putting in this high-level spiritual work and maybe the other one isn't. If they are deeply intimate in other ways, that wisdom that the spiritual one is gleaning will effortlessly transfer over into the other one. But if there is a separation, if they are not intimate and the heart is closing down or moving on, then what it will do instead is speed up that separating process.
Hmm.
It's definitely make or break.
I want to talk to you as well about, soulmates and twin flames and whether, you know, doing this work with someone who is a soulmate or a twin flame can benefit the process, or sometimes if maybe it makes it more challenging.
Well, that is a big conversation, but I am. Kelly.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Anaya Sophia and I are going to talk more about sacred sexuality, the union of the divine feminine, divine masculine. And we're going to delve a little bit into the concept of soulmates and twin flames and doing this work together. So stick with us and we will be right back.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Anaya Sophia, who is talking with us about sacred sexuality and more. And Anaya, when we left off, I brought up this idea of kind of doing the sacred work this clearing of the trauma, healing each other intimately, doing it with someone who's your soulmate or your twin flame. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. My little mantra at the moment is the beloved is the one who says yes and means it.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. There will definitely come a moment in time when these people on the path will attract that level of being, whether it's the soulmate or the twin flame or the holy consort or whatever we want to call it. When asked, you know, how do you define the two? Well, my experience has been the soulmate is a beautiful being that totally opens you and expands your known horizons. But what they facilitate is more and more of your individual self coming into embodiment. Mm-hmm. And the difference with the twin flame or the holy consort is that it's not about individual embodiment, it's about union. And so that is their deepest longing. They don't need to define who they are anymore. They kind of done that part. They've reached the zenith of their individuality. Now it's about union and merging. Mm-hmm. And this level of deep feminine, this stream of consciousness, this lineage will bring forth that quality of relationship, that quality of union. When you meet your beloved, your soulmate, your twin flame, or any member of the soul family pod, it is never, ever, ever about the two of you settling down by yourselves and having a lovely, wonderful relationship.
But it sounds so nice.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's never easy. No, you're right. It's like you think it's going to be all easy and comfortable, and you're just constantly pushing each other.
Absolutely. And you are tweaking and pulling and opening and revealing more and more in the other one. So the two of you can come together as a unstoppable force and contribute heavily to the greater community. You are absolutely together to birth something amazing and marvelous for those around you. Fact. Yeah, that is an absolute fact. So it's not about the two of you disappearing and going off the radar together. There'll be moments, of course, where that happens, but you have been given the grace of meeting to birth something together. You will, if you allow the process to happen, you will radically open up your consciousness, you will radically open up your body, and you will install copious amounts of trust and love and truth between the two of you.
And does everyone get to meet a twin flame or a soulmate in every life or not?
The absolute truthful answer to that one is I don't know.
Good answer.
What I would say is if you are on this path that we're talking about, the sacred marriage, the temple work, the sacred prostitute, the meeting of the beloved, then my answer is yes, in capitals. Mm. Because it's part of the process. This is that feminine lineage.
Feminine. You're asking for it.
Yeah. You are becoming it. You are becoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the sacred prostitute because your article on why prostitutes should rule the world was like literally one of my favorite pieces of writing I have ever read. I'm not even going to lie. I just loved it. And really the whole internet loved it. Could you share with our listeners what you mean by the sacred prostitute and why prostitutes should rule the world?
Okay. Well, for me, the sacred prostitute is that holy, decent, effulgent temple priestess who knew that her body and beingness was the bridge to the divine in complete abundance and holy ecstasy and presence, and thereby gave herself completely to man, woman, or child to meet the divine in her. One of the things I want to say about sacred prostitutes, there is this misunderstanding that they always use penetrative sex to fulfill their holy purpose. I do not agree with that statement whatsoever. That is there, it is on offer, it can be utilized and given should it warrant for that level of intimacy. But these ladies, they worked with women, they helped women find their deeper innermost holy of holies, they facilitated rites of passage for children, they helped with funerals and birthing, menstrual problems, pregnancy problems. This is the sacred prostitute back in her original holy innocence. And that is something I am utterly devoted to restoring that and making it a real place so that we can meet her for real in the body.
Well, it seems like the word prostitute is kind of like diminutive.
Yes.
And it doesn't fully capture what you are describing. And I can't help but hear that and just be reminded of the Taoist white tiger set of women who is very much, they were sexual, sensual beings, but they used their sexuality for healing and for wisdom and for youth and to benefit people in their communities. And again, this is an idea, I believe, that's persisted for a very long time, that we've kind of forgotten about it and perverted it and twisted it around because of the threat of the power of female sexuality. And now we're awakening to that again.
Absolutely. Back in the day of the temples, the word prostitute didn't exist. And if we look for some sort of word, back then, the prostitute, priestess, and prophetess
were all
one and the same holy woman.
Huh.
Since the separation, there's like these three words, all beginning with P, that describe three very different and unique facets. And what I would love to do is marry those all back up again. And just say, hey, I am a holy woman. Let's just forget with this priestess, prophetess, prostitute separation. I am a holy woman.
I think that is very empowering as well. So many women, men and women, so many people carry a lot of sexual guilt, shame, repression, being told either by institutions or religions or feeling shamed, you know, that their sexuality is wrong. And how do you help people understand and kind of release that, embrace that their sexuality is a sacred thing?
Well, the only way I've been able to do that with any real sort of lasting ability is for all of this to happen in the body. You know, with the work Sacred Body Awakening, I'm naked. To be honest, Kelly, I can't see how this gets healed. You know, we can't talk about it. It's never going to work by talking about it. We can't meditate on it or even pray. We have to just get down, get the clothes off, and simply start being together again in that natural way. Tell stories about our guilt and shame, share our feelings, and slowly, 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 we all start getting really natural, really normal. This is what I've been noticing, how normal it is, how natural it is to be in the body. It's, in my experience, it is very swift to heal. This awkwardness, this guilt, this shame, it's very swift.
Well, you know, I come from the psychology tradition, and like I was telling you during the break, we do a lot of work in this area, but it's mostly talk therapy. And, you know, when we talk about sexuality and getting to the root of sexuality, as psychologists, most of the time we're focusing on trauma or focusing on illness or focusing on pain. And we kind of miss the other side of things, that there's a lot of beauty there in that expression. And what we find in like a lot of the talk therapy for sexual trauma is not very effective. But what is effective, like you said, is somatic therapy,
yes,
practices that bring you back into the body and deal with the unconscious trauma stored in the body. You don't have to talk about it or even think about it. You're almost better turning off your brain completely and allowing these parts of your body to relax and the myofascia to release. And so I think we are on the same page here that this is a process that every person can undertake. And that sometimes the traditional methods are not the ones that are actually going to get you to where you want to be.
Absolutely. And when you do find that beautiful, beloved one who's going to help you in this way, facilitate a healing for you in this way, just be very discerning and choose wisely. If your body gives you any sort of uncomfortable feeling that you're not quite sure where he or she is coming from or what their agenda is, step away. Your body is trying to tell you something. And when that beautiful, clear one shows up, there will be a sense of joy and happiness and naturalness. And then you know you've met the one who's going to help you do that, do this in the body healing.
Such a wonderful point. Always listen to your intuition and that gut feeling. You know what's right and what's wrong for yourself, even when you think you don't. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio, Anaya Sophia and I are going to wrap up the show about sacred sexuality and talk a little bit more about having adventures at this B&B in France, which sounds wonderful. So stick with us. We'll see you in a few.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. If you're just tuning in, I am here with Anaya Sophia, and we've been talking about sacred sexuality, the return of the temple mysteries, and more. Now, Anaya, I hear you're living in France, and it just sounds like the most incredibly magical situation, and you even have a B&B where people can come and stay and consult with you. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This area we live in is the land of the Cathars. And the Cathars, you could describe them as the spiritual and maybe physical descendants of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. So this is absolutely the right place for me to be living.
Yes.
As I said, you know, as a child, I was very shy, and this place is remote. And I love it. And Pete and I absolutely welcome people who are on this path to the house. And you can work with myself, with the women's work. You can work with Pete for the man's work. And you can work with us together. And what greater place than somebody's home?
Yes.
You know, because our work really invites you to go to the innermost chambers of your being. And to know that you are being held in someone's own home really settles that nervous system. And it's pretty incredible what unfolds there, I'll tell you.
That sounds amazing. So if people, I would love to go, my goodness.
Yes.
If I ever get a vacation, but anyway. So if people want to potentially come and visit, is that something they can find on your website or on Facebook?
Absolutely. Yes, it's on the website. The house is called Occitania. Occitania is the name of the region back in the day of the Cathars. And it's a little bit like Glastonbury. It's a little bit like Sedona. It is a strong feminine vortex. So be prepared.
I love Sedona.
Quest.
Enter the vortex. While we're on the subject of the Cathars and, you know, Mary Magdalene, very briefly, I wanted to bring up the Gnostic Christianity, and you talk much more about this. I know in your book, Sacred Sexual Union, you postulate that Jesus Christ may have been in a sacred marriage with Mary Magdalene.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the way I see Mary was his equal in every single way. And there are some Gnostics who would go further still and say Mary was the instructor. Mary was the teacher. Yeshua, Jesus, was the student.
And the patriarchy kind of just said she's a prostitute and wrote her out of the story.
Absolutely, yes.
And
but now all of that is coming to light. You know, if you just look on Google and your newspapers, there's breaking news every year of more and more truth coming out now.
Oh, my goodness. There was a really interesting one of these tablets. Did you see that one recently?
Yes.
They found.
Yes.
Yeah, go look that up. There's like these lead tablets with inscriptions on them that predate the Bible, and they've just got all kinds of different stuff. And is it hard? Do you ever encounter resistance from people who are kind of devoutly Christian? Do they find this to be a violation, or are they kind of open to thinking about things in a different way?
Well, I must say, Kelly, I have not encountered any resistance yet. And a lot of Christian people come to the work, and it's actually not a problem for them to receive. It's almost as if they secretly knew it all along.
I love that. I love that's really amazing. One other thing I wanted to bring up, because we're almost out of time, is you probably know, or if you don't, I know my listeners do, I don't really practice monogamy anymore because it didn't really work out. And I feel like I can love multiple people at the same time. So I do consider myself polyamorous. It's a journey and it's very challenging. And so I'm curious if there's any kind of perspective on how can one be polyamorous while also integrating the practices of sacred sexuality and sacred relationships?
Well, you absolutely can. Absolutely. I have never really gone deep into polyamory. I had a little skirt around a few years ago and enjoyed myself a lot.
Right.
Myself, Kelly. I know myself. Even though I opt for and have done my whole life the monogamous relationship, I was being polyamorous, but in secret. So there's always been this little energy of like affairs and other lovers and a little bit unclear what this sexual attraction is between me and another person. So I've kind of been polyamorous, but not in an open and a conscious way. Now I'm a little bit, I'm later in life. I'm coming up to my 50s.
And well, you look wonderful for your 50s, my goodness.
No, not yet. I'm approaching.
Okay, good.
The inner wisdom inside of me now says, beloved, it is time to batten down the hatches, close those back doors, because, my love, you have never actually done this in your entire life. And yes, completely focus in on one. And that one is yourself and the other one. You know you can be leaky with your sexual energy. You know you have been an outrageous flirt your entire life. Close the tap on those formidable forces and let's see what they do when they are not allowed out in that way anymore, because believe me, they're going to flow. I'm just waiting to see where they are flowing into.
You know, I think that's a great perspective because, and it also reminds me too about how women's sexuality, it is very fluid.
Yes.
And we move in and out of phases and that's perfectly acceptable. And your experiences with being poly but not being in the open, I think that is so common. And part of it stems from that same kind of like sexual shame and guilt of like, I can't be with multiple people, I'm going to be called a slut, or I can't, you know, express myself because like I'm not worthy of like the complete expression, so I have to hide certain things and all of that kind of stuff that, for me at least in some of my work, I've just been kind of able to embrace it and own it. And it helps to have my primary partner is very, very, very supportive of that. And he wants me to be able to just express myself as long as we discuss it, you know? But it's, I'm still trying to, I guess, for myself, understand the paradigm of how it all fits together. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's such an important stage. We have to be unshackled from our conditioning, especially regarding sexuality and our own sexual relationships. We need to dynamite that whole mental thought form, blast it right over, and then we can make a choice. You know, am I going to be polyamorous? Am I going to be monogamous? Am I going to be both? Am I going to try this, that, and the other?
Yep. And my advice is as long as you're honest and very open about what you're doing, you can do that. It's if you give people the wrong idea or if you're not forthcoming, then you can cause harm to yourself and others.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Anaya, we only have a minute left.
Wow.
Could you please, I know it went by so fast. Could you just share a little invocation or just like a little couple words to our listeners out there to send them on their way?
That's okay. I would say something like, beloved Mother, Father, God, and all the beautiful soul guardians and guides that surround us all, may this transmission come deep into our bodies, touching that needs touching the most. May this wisdom awaken and give us the courage to become more and more of its essence. And may I love with the whole of my body in every possible way that I'm invited to. May the grace of the Holy Sophia be with us always. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that gave me chills. Look at you. You're amazing. I want to thank my guest, Anaya Sophia, so much for coming on the show today, all the way from the UK. It's just been wonderful to have you on.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you. Many blessings and so much gratitude for the work that you're doing for all of us. And I genuinely hope that we will connect in person, in the flesh, at one of these workshops someday. So Godspeed to all of our listeners. Remember, you can find us every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and listen to all podcasts on lucidplanetradio.com. So sending you light and love, many blessings and good vibes. Love yourself. And this is the last show of 2016. So we made it through, guys. Happy New Year. I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.